Okay, so thinking back over Cass, what have been some highlights? Like, what are you going to remember in the future?
I think I'm going to remember definitely Project Week. I think that was one of the best and most memorable trips that I've been on in UWC, as well as the dance activities like Kahani and Culturama, especially Culturama, because I really enjoy dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you think you got out of those two things? What did you think you took away from Project Week?
From Project Week, I definitely learned, first of all, how to plan a trip and how to be more independent, because I'm normally quite reliant on other people, especially my parents when we go traveling and everything. Mm. So I guess learning how to be independent, how to kind of like live on a budget as well, like how to plan things under a budget. And also, I guess, working with other people, like working with the other members in my group, because we often have conflict. Like, even from trying to decide where to go, we had lots of conflict about that because we all had our different things. So we had to learn how to, kind of put aside our strong feelings and try to cooperate with each other, like give and take. Yeah,
interesting. And what about from Kahani and all the dance things? So that's something that you enjoy, but do you think you learned anything that you'll take away from those particular dance events?
Well, in terms of making me a better dancer, I'm not sure whether, I don't know whether I really have, because they're not too fussy about like technique and skill, but it did make me realize how much I enjoy dancing.
Okay.
That I think like when I go on to university, it's probably something that I'd want to pick up.
Yeah, and keep doing it. So maybe it showed you that you're kind of passionate about it, even if it wasn't like the most technical dancing.
Yeah.
Didn't like necessarily push you out of your comfort zone.
But hopefully maybe in like university, if like I join and get into like a dance team, then it would be more technical and then I could like develop my skills.
Yeah, cool. What do you think your own strengths have been in CAS, or what has it shown you about yourself?
My strengths in CAS, I think maybe to some extent like reflecting, and I don't mean like the entire process of like writing reflections, but more so that like for example like the ethics part of things. I think that it's kind of a strength because I am able to on it. Like for example, in during Project Week, when I wasn't even like writing things for CAS, I realized on the trip, like the learning outcomes kind of like stayed in my head in a sense that like I was thinking about the service that we were doing, like wondering about the ethics of the service that we were doing while on the trip.
Okay. So you feel like it's like that sort of level of thinking about what you're doing rather than just doing it.
Yeah.
Has been something that. Yeah, that's good. It's good to be reflective as you go through. What about areas that you think you want to grow in or develop in?
I think maybe collaboration, like working with new people, because I often join things, like even my Culturama, because I had gotten into a few different dances, but we were only allowed to pick one, and I picked the dance that I got in because of my friends, even though in terms of style of dancing, what I actually wanted to do, it was a different dance, but I just went with what my friends were doing because I wanted to, you know, make sure that I knew people and that I don't have to, you know, go out and try to talk to people I don't really know. So maybe collaboration in the sense like putting myself out there and trying to work with different people other than the same people every time.
Yeah, being bold enough to just do your own thing.
Yeah.
At points. Yeah, that's a tough one. A lot of people just follow what their friends do, what other people around them are doing. Cool. So do you feel like you've developed any completely new skills as a result of CAS? Is there anything you weren't doing before you started doing CAS, or anything that you think, oh yeah, I wouldn't have done that unless I had to do CAS?
I think the rock climbing during Project Week, Because going on Project Week, I was scared of heights. Or I had thought that I was scared of heights, so I just completely avoided heights. So I never went. I mean, I used to do like indoor rock climbing, but it wasn't that high. And it was when I was much younger, but then I stopped that. And then suddenly we had to do, as part of CAS, we had to do an action during Project Week. And the school recommended us to go rock climbing since Krabi was famous for that. And it was on real rock as well, which I had never done before. So I did it. And while doing it, I realized that I wasn't that scared of heights anymore. So that was quite an interesting experience.
Yeah, that's cool. So you talked a little bit about planning your Project Week.
Mm-hmm.
And you said there was a little bit of conflict. How did that affect the way that you planned? Like, what kind of a planner are you? When you plan an experience, how do you approach it?
I think I'm definitely the more kind of detailed one in the group. Like, I was quite fussy about even how the document looked like and everything. And then I would we had a Facebook chat, but then I would also make an actual page so that people can refer back, because I was like, everything's going to get lost in the chat. We need one place just for important things. And then, but in a way, I feel like perhaps sometimes I was a bit too controlling, where if other people posted on the page, because we post like our itinerary or our flights number and everything, and if someone else posted something like that, but I didn't think it was important enough to be on the page, I would get quite frustrated and think to myself, this is not important, it shouldn't be here. Like, I thought that I knew what was best and what, you know, we needed.
So how do you let go of some of that control then in collaboration in the future?
I think just trust that they also know what's going on, but also having discussions with them, because when you have discussions about like the trip and everything, you can see whether they know what's happening in the planning process. And when you see that they know what's happening in the planning process, then you can trust them a bit more in them having more control over the planning process.
Yeah. Sometimes the people who aren't as organized and haven't got themselves to that point might have valuable input about other aspects.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Sometimes in groups, the person who's organized because they know things and the others don't end up getting to make the decisions, or end up making the decisions, and then sometimes the rest of the group feels like, hey, I'm not sure I really agreed to doing that.
Yeah,
that's an interesting one to think about in the future, because if you're someone who's super organized and likes formats and other stuff, you will maybe be put more into the position of leading stuff, because people by sitting back and not doing much, you'll end up
And
then how do you bring the rest of the group with you, so it's not like,
and then that's a problem, because then I feel frustrated when I feel like I'm doing all the work, but then I kind of realize that I'm not giving others a chance to do the work.
That's another thing that sometimes happens with super organized people. If it has to be a really particular way, and they end up doing all of it, and they get frustrated.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting thing to think about, but like when you're in a job or whatever, working later, how do you deal with that to have those discussions with people? Cool. Has anything been a chore? Have you had to like persevere with something? Has there been something where you're like, oh, okay, I've got to keep doing this?
I think the only thing was probably service that I did in grade 11. The first maybe 2 weeks were really fun, and then because it was the exact same thing every single time, and there was no room for planning to change things up the next week, because it was a very fixed, you know, like, this is the playlist, we're gonna dance to this song with our clients from this organization. It wasn't where we could, you know, plan games or, you know, do different things. It was the same thing every single week. So, and that service required high levels of energy. So, and it was after school on Monday. So you can imagine all of our energy is kind of dipping after the first 2 weeks.
I run a Monday service too. Yeah. Let's stop it there. We're not quite finished.